Ja, lobe den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Die Zeit vergeht und jetzt sind wir wieder
Time is passing
am Ende
by,
des Festes.
and now we're at the end of the feast again.
Ja, alle Heiligen zu sehen.
It's also wonderful to see all the
Philipp
saints.
Weber.
I see Philip Weber. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Wie geht's der Familie? Gut.
How's your family? Good. Thank you.
Auch Peter. Ja,
And I see Peter. Peter.
Ja, so viele Heilige.
So many saints.
Ja. Schön, die Heiligen zu sehen.
It is nice
Martin.
To see all the saints. Martin. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Ja. Was sollen wir machen in dieser Versammlung?
What should we do in this meeting?
Die Zeit ist so kurz.
Time is so short.
Und der Herr hat sicherlich viel mit uns
and surely
zu sagen.
The Lord has much to say and to show us.
Nicht so kompliziert, sondern einfach.
And yet it is not so complicated, but simple.
Das Sprechen des Herrn muss einfach.
The speaking of the Lord must be simple.
Aber doch müssen wir das Wichtigste
and yet
Gottes sehen.
We have to see the most important things in the Word of God. There are so many things in the whole Bible, so many things. And yet, when we come to God's Word, we must ask that the Lord would show the most important things, the most important things that are in His Word.
Sonst werden wir abgelenkt werden mit vielen.
Otherwise, we will be distracted with many other things. And in the end, the Lord will not get what he really wants to receive. So at the very end in the book of Revelation, we can see what the Lord has emphasized. What he desires, what he wants to receive. In the book of Revelation, I often heard the saints ask, what is 666? What does this number, 666? 666? Do you not understand the number 6? 3 times 6? That's what it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Everybody understands that. Even a child understands what the number 6. Why are you asking me what 666 is? Is that so important?
If it's
so important,
then
stay here and wait till he comes, and then you can ask him and approach him.
Nicht 666 betonen.
I do not want to emphasize 666 and explain why and what.
Dieses Bestie gar nicht sehen möchte.
I don't want to see this beast. Or do you? Will you see it? Are you interested in him?
Aber niemand interessiert sich.
But nobody is interested in this wonderful Son of Man in Revelation 1. Tell me. Are there two personalities? This is important and that is important. But for you, who is more important? Chapter 13, about the beast which comes out of the sea, out of the abyss, from the depths of the sea, that comes out of the abyss? Or would you rather know the Son of Man in Revelation chapter 1, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ? Would you want to know him more? Philipp Weber, who is more important? The Son of Man. Really? With certainty. Do you know him so well now?
Hast du jemals seine Haare beachtet?
Have you ever noticed his hair?
Seine Augen wie Feuerflamme.
His eyes like a flame of fire. His face shines like the sun in all its strength.
Seine Füße.
his feet.
Seine rechte Hand sind
his
sieben
right
Sterne.
Hand.
Bist du ein Stern
there
in
are seven
Hand?
Stars in his right hand. Are you a star in his hand?
Wir müssen ihn sehen.
We have to behold him. What is he doing? What is the Son of Man doing?
Oder möchtest du gerne diese 666?
Or would you want to have the number 666 written on your forehead? Or would you rather want the Lord to write the name of the Father and the heavenly New Jerusalem, the city of God, and even the new name on your forehead?
Wenn du diesen Namen in deinem Stirn nicht heute
if you
hast,
do not have this name on your forehead today, then you probably, when that 666 comes, then you may have problems.
Jeder möchte gerne wissen,
everybody wants to know who the beast is. I don't want to know who this terrible beast is going to be. Martin, do you want to know this beast? Or do you want to know the Son of Man in chapter 1?
Yeah.
I don't need the beast. I want to be a first fruit and I want to be kept from that hour. Yes, you heard that yesterday or this morning.
But
not just the messages, but you also have to read. It's written there.
That
is the most important thing that we need to know. Let us not be distracted by so many things, by speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues, what do we need that for? If you can speak German, that's good enough. Why do you still have to speak the language of angels? The angels aren't speaking with you, are they? Markus, are you always talking to the angels? Never. Have you ever seen an angel? No, never? Then why do you want to speak with the tongue of angels, the language of the angels? Rather speak German or Schwabian or Badisch, the dialect from... Then many people can understand you. We are distracted by so many things and by so many works. I want to do this. I want to serve the Lord. I'm going to go to Africa or go to Asia and Mongolia. Oh, I want to go here and there and do this work. What is your ministry? What is your ministry, brother?
Oh,
my ministry is to cook. I'm a chef at a conference center. That's my ministry. Do you want to serve in this way? Why do you not prepare a sacrifice for the Father as his food? We don't want the most important thing.
But
we want to do many works. We want to preach the gospel, to give a good message.
But
what is your ministry? My ministry is this, my ministry is that. People like to ask, what is your ministry? What is more important for the Lord in the church in Ephesus? The many works,
oder die erste, beste Liebe.
Or the first and best love.
Der Herr sagte, ich kenne deine
the
Werke.
Lord said, I know your works. Okay, you have many good works. The Lord didn't say, I don't like your works. He didn't say that. But he said, I know your works.
Okay.
Okay.
Aber war nicht gegen die Werke, aber wenn die Liebe,
but he wasn't against the works, but if the best love is missing or lacking, even if you do so many works for him, that's not important for him.
Weißt du, ein Werk zu tun
You know,
ohne diese
to do a
echte
work
Liebe.
without this best love.
Was sagte 1. Korinther 13,
What does
wenn
1 Corinthians 13 say? If you
prophezeien kannst, aber ohne
if
Liebe,
you can prophesy so well, but without love, it's nothing.
So ein starker Glaube hast, dass
if you have such a strong
kannst,
faith that you can
Liebe,
move mountains, but without love,
Berge versetzen.
What are you going to do with moving mountains? Where are you going to move the mountains?
Berge,
to where?
Das war schon in der richtigen Stelle in der Schweiz, die Alpen.
The works. The Alps are already in the proper place in the Switzerland. They're already in the proper place. Where would you want to transplant the Alps? To Stuttgart?
Da gibt's keinen Platz in Stuttgart für
There's
die Alpen.
No space left for the Alps in Stuttgart.
Du kannst solche Glauben haben, aber ohne Liebe.
You can have such faith, but without love, you have nothing. Even if you have all your money and give them to the poor, maybe you'll argue with me.
Für die Armen so viel Geld geben ohne Liebe.
I give so much money to the poor without love. Can I do that without love? Go ask Bill Gates.
Clinton Foundation.
Go ask the Clinton Foundation. Go ask all these rich people who gave so much money to Africa
ohne Liebe.
Without love.
Meinst du, sie haben das aus Liebe getan?
Do you think they did that out of love?
Ohne Liebe.
Without love.
Alles nichts, was wir getan haben.
Everything that we have done is nothing, means
Gemeinde.
Nothing to God.
Echte Gemeinde leben.
The church life.
Die Gemeinde
Paul said the best way to build the church, his body, is through love.
Wenn das fehlt, du
if that's missing,
sein, gute Botschaft
you can be so capable to give good messages and trainings every year, 2 times a year,
Sammlungen jedes
30
Jahr,
meetings
60
every year, 60 meetings,
Training, Training, Training,
Training, Training. Training.
Alles.
In the end,
nix.
In the end, it's all nothing.
Ohne Liebe.
Without love. Without love, it's nothing.
Ausdruck des Lebens.
Love is this expression of life. We speak of life, life, life. Spirit, spirit, spirit. But where is the spirit?
Ohne Licht, ohne Liebe.
In the end, we're all in darkness, without light and without love.
Hat nicht Paulus gesagt, der Leib
didn't Paul say, the body builds itself up through the great apostles? No. Through the elders? No. Through many works?
Auch nichts.
Through training?
Das haben wir alle durchgemacht.
No. We all went through those things. Have we not learned?
Deshalb, ich möchte euch sagen, bezeugen,
this is why I want to tell you and testify to you, dear brothers. I don't want to give any more messages. I am tired of giving messages.
Denke nicht, ich gebe euch eine Botschaft. Nein, ich rede, ich spreche.
Don't think that I'm giving a message. No, I'm speaking out of my heart to you.
Ja. Ich habe keinen Geschmack mehr für Botschaft.
I do not have any taste
für
for messages any longer or
ja.
For expounding the Bible.
Diesen Geschmack habe ich gar nicht
really,
mehr.
I don't have this taste anymore.
Mir nicht.
It doesn't taste good to me.
Ja. Aber ein Anliegen im Herzen
but
für die Erfüllung
to have a burden in my heart
des Vaters.
For the fulfillment of God, the Father's will.
Ich möchte Christus gewinnen. Ich möchte
I want to gain Christ. I want to live him.
Ich möchte ihn noch mehr erkennen.
I want to know him more.
Paulus gesagt hat,
As Paul
ich will
said,
ihn erkennen.
I
Früher,
want
als
to
ich
know him.
Philipperbrief gelesen habe, habe ich gefragt,
Earlier,
Paulus, hast du noch schon
when I
so
used to read Philippians,
erkannt?
didn't
Mehr
I would
erkennen.
ask Paul, didn't you know him so much already? And now
Verstehe.
you want to know him more? But now I
Je
understand.
mehr du ihn kennst,
The more you know him,
desto mehr verstehst du und weißt du,
the
dass du ihn
more
nicht
you
kennst.
understand that you don't know him.
Ich kenne nicht einmal mein eigenes Herz.
I don't
Manchmal bin ich
even know
erschrocken,
my own
wie mein
heart.
Herz noch ist.
Sometimes I'm shocked with what's in my own heart.
Paulus sagte in 1. Korinther 8, wenn
Paul
jemand
said in
meinte, er
1
kennt Gott,
Corinthians chapter
gar
8,
nicht.
if anyone thinks that he knows God, he knows nothing.
Wie er kennen sollte.
As we should know him.
Wenn wir die Schrift kennen,
If we know the
so
word,
schon die Bibel gelesen,
because we've read the Bible already for so many years, I don't know how many times we've read it, and we think we know God, but we still don't know him.
Und denk bloß nicht, was wir vor vielen Jahren in der
Don't
Vergangenheit
think
gekannt haben, es ist
that
alles
what
gut.
we knew many years ago, everything is right and everything is good.
Es ist
No,
vielleicht gut,
that's all
aber
old. Maybe it was good, but it's old.
Ich damals, gell, als man jünger war,
I remember when I was younger,
Maschine, tak, tak, tak,
I
tak,
had the
tak, 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 gell,
typing machine, tick, tick,
eine.
tick, tick, tick,
Und dann,
a
wenn du einen
typewriter,
Fehler
sorry.
machst, oh, das
And
ist
then
ein
if you make a
Kopfschmerzen, da
mistake,
kannst du
oh,
nicht
what a
vergessen. Aber heute
headache.
mit dem Computer
And you
ist
can't correct it, but now with a computer, it's
am
so
Ende
simple.
Computer
In the
alles für
end,
dich.
the computer even does everything for you.
Sogar in dem Computer, da kannst du deinen Fehler
Even on the
sofort
computer,
und dann
you
schreibst
can change your mistakes
du
immediately.
richtig
And
geschrieben,
sometimes
und er hat
you
das
wrote
andere
it correctly
verstanden, er hat seinen eigenen
and it
Kopf dann.
misunderstood you. The computer has its own head, its own mind.
Denk nicht, das, was du damals
Do
gelernt
not
haben,
think
das
that
richtig
what you
ist.
learned long time ago is everything is correct.
Es ist zwar nicht falsch, was ich im Kindergarten
might not be wrong. What I learned in kindergarten, it was good.
seit dem Kindergarten, also sehr viel genossen, sehr
I
viel gespielt.
enjoyed my time in kindergarten. I played a lot. And also in elementary school.
Oh, das war die Vergangenheit.
But that was the past.
Jetzt müssen wir alle
Now, we
zur
all
Reife kommen.
need to mature, to be perfected.
Es ist nicht, ich meine nicht, was wir damals gelernt haben, so völlig falsch ist, aber nein.
Don't think that what we learned a while ago is completely wrong. No, but it was in the past. Forgetting the things that are behind.
Damals für mich, Mathe war 1 plus 1 gleich.
In those days, math, 1 plus 1 was 2. Then I learned more. Then I learned calculus.
Meine Güte, wenn ich
And now,
Tobi, da diese Mathe-Experte,
if I talk to Toby, the math expert, then I just understand Greek. It's all Greek to me.
Mir noch beweisen, 1 plus
then
1
he will prove to me
2.
That 1 plus 1 is not
Was,
equal to 2.
Was,
I did
Tobi,
not understand that.
1 plus
What?
1 nicht gleich 2
Toby,
konnte
1 plus
schon.
1
Sogar mir
isn't
das
2?
beweisen.
He could even prove it to me.
Ich bin nicht sicher, ob das, was bewiesen hat,
I'm
richtig
not
ist.
Sure if what he did was right or not.
Nein, wir müssen vorangehen.
No, we have to go onward.
Wissen, was der Wille
we have
des
to know
Vaters ist.
What the Father's will is.
Jetzt kommen wir zum Buch der Offenbarung.
Now
was
we come to the book of Revelation.
Im Herzen des Herrn, im Buch der
What
Offenbarung.
Is in the heart of the Lord in the book of Revelation? Surely it's not 666. I can assure you that chapter 13 is not the Lord's will. The seven trumpets, that was not God's will, at least not for us. Not for us.
Der Wille des Herrn war der goldene.
The Lord's will were the golden lampstands. He wants to have the lampstands.
Es gibt viele Werke.
There are many works.
Menschen nicht gewinnen, das Evangelium
predigen. I don't mean that we shouldn't gain people by preaching the gospel. That is good. Surely that is also important. But for what? After so many people have been saved and were gained. Now what? What do we want to do with all these many believers? What does the Lord want to do with them?
Okay.
You have a pile of stones. So many stones gained. But they're not built up.
Sogar selbst wenn du ein lebendiger Stein
Even
bist,
if you are a living stone,
ja, wie der Christian, so lebendig. Halleluja.
As Christian, so living, Christian, where is my dear brother?
Ich liebe diesen Bruder.
I love this brother.
Halleluja. Ich werde so viel Energie haben.
I wish I would have so much energy, but I don't have so much energy.
Selbst wenn wir so lebendig sind,
even if we're so alive and living,
aufgebaut zu einem
but we're not
Haus,
built up into a spiritual house,
wo sind die lebendigen Steine?
Then why are we living stones? For what reason? For what purpose?
Gold gibt es überall, aber Gott möchte.
There's gold everywhere.
Gold haben,
but gold wants to have a specific gold to hammer a lampstand out of it.
Aus einem großen Stück Gold.
Out of a big piece of gold.
Ein goldene Leuchte.
God desires
stimmte
to hammer a golden lampstand, a specific kind of lampstand.
Möchte er haben. Es ist wichtig zu sehen.
It's important to see this.
Und bitte versteht mich nicht falsch. Ich meine nicht,
and please do not misunderstand me. I don't mean that we shouldn't preach the gospel. I treasure that the brothers are preaching the gospel everywhere, especially in Feigen, that they have such a desire for the gospel, a burden. That's wonderful. It's excellent.
Aber wozu predigen wir das
but
Evangelium?
Why? For what purpose are we preaching the gospel? Just so that the people would be saved or born again? Is that good enough? No, that is not good enough for God. He wants to build the heavenly Jerusalem. Can we not see at the end of the book of Revelation? We don't just see many people that were saved. No, we see a wonderful city, a golden city built up. So wonderful, with a foundation, 12 foundation stones out of precious stones. So wonderful.
God möchte sein ganzes Volk aufbauen.
God wants to build up his entire people. Is that not your goal today?
Ich habe früher gesehen,
earlier,
hallelujah,
I saw so many brothers. Hallelujah, we are for Christ and the church. Christ and the church. And with time, it was not Christ and the church anymore. But a man who claimed that he was the apostle and he had such a wonderful ministry. And in the end, Christ and the church was replaced with the apostle and with his ministry.
Und jetzt sind sie alle, sie sind alle verrückt
And
für
now
den Dienst.
they're all crazy for the
Wo
ministry.
Dieser Apostel nicht mehr da
And
war,
even though this
eine
apostle
Schwester
is no longer there,
war,
one sister even testified, but his spirit is still with us.
Mein Herz ist fast
My heart almost
habe.
Died when I heard that.
Liebe Geschwister, ich hoffe,
Dear saints, I hope
am Ende dieses Zeitalters
that
sind
at the
wir
end of
so.
this age that we are not like this.
Viele meinen, ich habe die Gemeinde verlassen. Ich habe gesagt, nein,
many,
ihr habt die Gemeinde.
Many are of the opinion
Seid
that
Feinde.
You left the church. No, you have left his church.
Wenn
I
es nur
said
die
to them.
Gemeinde
If
ist,
it's just
dann ist halt
the
nur
church,
der Seine ist.
That does not mean that it is his church.
Gell, liebe Geschwister,
Dear saints,
wenn du den Herrn verlässt,
if you leave
wer
or depart from the Lord,
die beste Liebe für ihn verlassen hat,
or much more, if you have left his best love or best love for him, do you think the Lord will remain?
Sieben Gemeinden, der Herr war
In the
draußen.
end of the seven churches, the Lord was on the outside.
Drin.
And you were inside.
Anfang hat der Herr gewarnt.
And already at the beginning, the Lord warned them, I will remove the lampstand from you.
Hast du noch
If it's removed,
Namen,
do you still have the name, as Clemens said? You might still have the name, but the lampstand is gone. Then what good is the name?
Wenn ich gestorben bin und begraben
If I died and I've been buried, then my name is just on the stone.
So.
Here lays John So.
Liege nicht einmal dort im Grab.
Rest. But I'm not even there in the burial. I'm gone somewhere. I'm not in the grave.
Der Herr ist lebendig.
The Lord is living.
Es gibt ein Spielzeug in USA für die Kinder, heißt Jack in the Box.
There's a toy in the USA, which is called Jack in the Box.
Aber hier sehe ich Jake.
But
Jake.
Here, I can see Jake.
Jack, du heißt Jake. Du kannst
your name is not Jack, but Jake. You can't put Jake in a box, Jake. I tell you. I
du
can promise you
Jake
and assure that you cannot toy. Put Jake in a box.
Weil er lebendig ist.
Because he's alive. He's living. He'll jump out.
Ja. Meinst du, du kannst den Herrn in deine
Do you think
einsperren?
You can lock up the Lord in your organization?
Ja. Deshalb
no.
müssen wir ihm folgen, nicht er dir.
That's why we have to follow him. It's not that he follows you.
Du möchtest den Herrn zwingen, Herr, du musst
you want to force the Lord? Lord, you have to stay here in this dead church. The Lord will say, no, I will never see you again. See you later. No, see you.
Kannst den Herrn in einem toten Gemeinde
Do you think you can imprison the Lord in a dead church, in a lukewarm church?
Nein, das kannst du nicht machen.
No,
er
you cannot
heil.
Do that. He is holy.
Er ist gerecht, er ist herrlich.
He is righteous, Und glorious. He's so living.
Er ist nicht einmal also drei volle Tage im Grab geblieben.
He didn't even stay in the grave for 3 full days.
Höchstens 27 Stunden.
At most 27 hours. Or even 25 hours in the grave.
Am Ende von dem ersten Tage,
At the end of the first day, then the entire second day, and then early in the third day, he rose up. He jumped up. He didn't want to smell the grave anymore. He went to Hades just to visit a real short and took the key with him, and then he left. He was done.
Wir bleiben gerne im
But
Grab.
we like to remain in the grave. That's our Sabbath.
So ist es.
This is how it is.
Sehen,
we have to see clearly what the Lord
haben möchte, das ist
what he finally desires, and that is the golden lampstand. We call it the church, but the Lord calls it the golden lampstand.
Für uns Gemeinde ist Gemeinde. Oh, es ist ein
For us, the church is church. It's a gathering, a meeting, ecclesia, the called out ones. We can have all these assemblies, all kinds of meetings. They're the open brothers, the closed brothers, the lukewarm brothers, the free evangelical and not free. They're the charismatics and the uncharismatic. Oh my goodness.
Und dann der eine bezichtigt den anderen, dass er Spaltung verursacht hat.
One claims that the other one is creating division. You're a divisive person. I'm known as a divisive person.
Spalter? Bin ich ein Spalter?
Am I a divisive person?
Bist du ein Spalter?
Causes division? Are you one who causes division?
Ja, ich bin ein Spalter. Ich
yes,
bin gespalten.
I'm one who causes division. Welt. I've been... I have been divided, separated from the world. I want to be separated from the flesh and from sin and death. I want to be split or divided, separated from it.
Ich bin nicht ein Spalter. Ich bin rausgeschmissen.
I am not one who causes division. I was thrown out.
Das ist ausgezeichnet. Ich freue mich.
That's excellent. I'm joyful.
Ich freue mich, solange der Herr mich nicht rausschmeißt.
I'm joyful. As long as the Lord does not throw me out, that's good enough for me.
Liebe Geschwister, diese goldene
Dear Saints,
möchte der Herr bauen.
The Lord wants to build this golden lampstand that must be in our hearts. That means the Lord wants to have everything out of gold. If it's not gold, you can forget it.
Kannst du vergessen?
You can forget it.
Und dieses Gold ist so wunderbar, ein besonderes.
And this gold is so wonderful. It's a special gold.
Okay.
You can only build buy this gold from him. You can't buy it from any other apostle or elder. No. You cannot buy the gold from someone who doesn't even have it himself. And he who has that gold will also not sell it to you because it will not be enough, sufficient for him.
Weiße.
Remember the five
gesagt,
wise virgins? They told the foolish virgins, no, I'm not going to give you my oil, otherwise it won't be enough for me.
Nein, du willst dieses no. Gold haben, geh zu ihm. Geh zu
if dem, you want this gold, go to him. Go to him who has it. He has so much of it. He can sell it to you. In Laodicea, the Lord said, come to me and buy it from me. If you want to have gold, don't come to me, okay? I am not a seller of gold.
Ich brauche selber Gold.
I myself need gold.
Wenn du zu mir kommen möchtest
if you come
gold
to me
geben wirst, dann will ich
and
sagen,
want to give me gold, then I'll say, you're very welcome. But if you want to come to me and buy gold, I'll say, sorry, you came, you landed in the wrong house.
Geh zu ihm.
Go to him.
Und Salbung. Und
for the anoint eye salve and to buy oil
ausgegossen.
poured out oil?
Sagt es mir.
Tell me.
Wer ist der, der,
who is the one who has oil to sell?
Augen,
or eye salve for your eyes that we can see? Or white garments? Where are you going to get these white garments? Tell me. Is not the Lord our garment? The garment of salvation. The robe of righteousness. The priestly clothing. The priestly garments. We have put on Christ. What else would you want to put on? This new man,
in diesem neuen Menschen, is
everything is in this new man, is Jesus, is Christ. What more would you want? Who can give you such a garment? Who can give us eye salve? Who can sell gold to us?
Wer hat diese Feuerflamme, damit wir brennen sind?
Who has this flame of fire that we are burning? Remember, to be burning is good, but
woher das Feuer
it depends on where the fire comes from. What's the source of the fire?
Auf kein fremdes Feuer sein, deine eigene
it can't
Feuer.
Be a strange fire. It can't be your own fire and flame. In the end, where will you end up? You'll be full of fire and flame for a certain work or for a thing.
No.
Fire must come from the burnt offering altar. Otherwise, you will be so burning.
Eifrig.
You'll be zealous. But zealous for what?
Viele sind sehr eifrig.
Many are very zealous. But I have to ask them, what are they zealous for?
Eifer.
The Lord said,
für dein Haus.
He is zealous.
Für dein Haus
the zeal for the Father's house has consumed me. What consumes you? You're full of flame, full of energy.
Für Gott, aber wofür?
You're fully for God.
Was
but for what? What was your goal?
Meinst du, als der Herr auf diese Erde gekommen ist,
do you think that when the Lord came on this earth, that his zeal was only to save people so they wouldn't go to hell? So that they wouldn't land in the lake of fire and go to heaven?
Is that the Ziel des Herrn für die
Errettung? Is that the Lord's goal for those who are saved?
Oder wollte er nicht ziehen auf diese Erde heute schon?
Or does he want to build Zion on this church today already? That's why when the Lord brought the children, the people of Israel out of Egypt, what did he do that for? Just to wander about in the wilderness? To eat manna daily and to drink from the water that came out of the rock?
Nicht mal nur in das gute Land hineinzukommen. Wozu in das gute Land?
It was not even just to get into the good land. Why did they go to the good land? If you ask the Lord, what is the most important in the good land? Don't say, oh, Galilee. Don't say, oh, Bethlehem. Don't say, somewhere up there in Tel Aviv. No.
This is Jerusalem.
It's Jerusalem.
Die Stadt des großen Königs.
The city of the great king.
Zion.
Zion.
Wozu ist Jerusalem oder Israel oder das gute Land gut?
For what? What's the
Jerusalem. Deshalb ist
what's the use of the good land without Jerusalem? That's why Jerusalem is such a hot spot in the whole earth. A hot spot.
Bis zu dem heutigen Tage.
Up until this day.
Das ist das Wichtigste. Die Erde
that is the most important. The earth is so great. But New York is not the most important city. Look at New York. in San Francisco. San Francisco is a city of dung.
Es stinkt.
Full of dung, it stinks.
Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. My goodness.
Stadt von Pädophilia, ne?
That's the main capital of pedophilia.
London.
London. Berlin.
No.
All these cities are important for God. Unimportant for God. The earth is so great. So large. What is important for us? It has to be Jerusalem. And when the Lord returns, where will his feet be standing if not in Jerusalem? Where will he go? To the Alps?
Genf?
In Geneva? In Neuchâtel? In Zurich? No.
Ezekiel hat uns gesagt, er wird wieder sein Haus,
Ezekiel told us that he will build his temple,
des großen Königs, wenn er zurückkommt,
which is the capital of the great king.
Großen, herrlichen Tempel.
He will have his great and glorious temple in Jerusalem.
This is the focus.
That is the focus, the focus of the entire Bible. Dear saints, if we do not see this, you can forget about Revelation. If we do not see this point, we can also forget the seven epistles. Why would you want to then read about the seven epistles?
Und jetzt die Frage an uns allen ist,
and now the question to us all is,
ist das auch dein Anliegen?
Is that also your burden?
Ist das auch unser Anliegen?
Is that our burden and desire?
Das ist eine Frage. Und ihr
sollt, that is what the question is.
Muss zu uns selber.
And each of us must ask ourselves this question.
Ja. Das ist diese goldene
this
Linie
is the golden
in der ganzen Schrift.
Line
schon von
that
Anfang
goes
an
throughout the entire scripture. Already from the beginning in the Garden of Eden, you can see the tree of life. And in the end, you can also see the tree of life. You also see the river of water of life.
Gold,
and in it, you see gold, pearls, and precious stones. But they're all scattered in that river. In the beginning. But at the end, it is all built up into a glorious city. This will be the central point of the entire universe, and it will come onto this earth out of heaven from God. It will descend from God to this earth. Don't think that this earth is unimportant. And we all want to inherit this earth. For what purpose? For God's kingdom. That's why when the people of Israel were taken out of Egypt, the first thing God told them was, and if you will keep my words and keep my commands and do them, and keep my laws, then you will be to me a kingdom of priests.
Königreich von Priestern.
A kingdom of priests. God wants to have a kingdom.
Sein Volk sollte eine heilige Nation.
His people should be a holy nation. The people of his possession. And they should all be priests. kings and priests?
Warum braucht Gott nicht nur Mose? Ist Mose
Why didn't God just need Moses? Is Moses by himself? Is he good? Is he not good enough?
Ja. Sag mir, Theo.
Tell me, Theo.
Was brauchte Mose noch?
What else did Moses need?
Ja, was?
Moses needed a companion. He needed a companion, Aaron.
Und Aaron.
Moses and Aaron.
Der Regierende, der König,
Moses,
der Vertritt Gottes Königreich.
He represented God's kingdom. Aaron represented the priestly service. And when the people of Israel came back to Jerusalem after 70 years, who led them to Jerusalem? Philip Weber?
Alleine?
Zerubbabel?
Joshua.
Led them. Was it Zerubbabel alone? No, with Joshua. And who is more important, Zerubbabel or Joshua? He said both are important.
Und diese goldene Leuchte, die wir in Hezekiel,
and this golden lampstand that we saw in Zechariah chapter 4, we can see that there were two trees.
Diese zwei Bäume vertreten.
These two trees represent Zerubbabel and Joshua.
Der Herr ist er nur der Lord, König? Nein.
Is he just the king? No. He is also the priest.
Priester nach der Ordnung Melchizedek.
He is the priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
Also auch Priester.
He is king as well as priest.
Die Bibel
the
ist
Bible
flüssig. Ändert sich nie. Gottes Plan ändert sich nie.
Inclusive. His God's plan never changes. In Revelation, he wants to make us kings and priests. These two things are important.
Apostel wird aufhören. Das ist kein Apostel.
Apostles
Johannes
will
sagt nicht, ich, Johannes, ein
stop.
Apostel Jesu Christi.
Sogar John didn't say, I am an apostle of Jesus Christ. And he's even his beloved apostle. No, he is a brother. He said, I'm your companion.
Das ist die Hauptsache.
That is the main point, dear saints. That is the main point.
Und Hebräerbrief hat uns gesagt,
in Hebrews,
die Hauptsache, wir
it
haben
was told to us, this is the main point. We have an elder. No. We have a wonderful brother. No. We have such a great high priest
im Hause Gottes.
In God's house. And that's why we can see a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. And the emphasis is the Son of Man who is walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. He is not walking in the world, no. The seven spirits, yes, they've been sent out into the whole world. Yes, that's important. But as the Son of Man, as a high priest who's walking and serving in the sanctuary, he serves in the sanctuary with the golden lampstands. He trims them and heals them.
In
the end of these seven epistles, it says, he whom I love, I chasten. That means the Lord is really chastening in these seven epistles. His words are chastening words full of warnings. But he does that because he loves us and he wants to heal us. We need that. He's exposing terrible condition of the churches,
okay.
Not of the individuals,
gut.
But of the churches.
Einzelne Sterne irgendwo haben. Ja, das ist wahr.
Yes, aber the Lord can have individual stars, that's true, but he wants to have a lampstand. He wants to have a golden lampstand.
Und das ist wichtig.
And that is important. We have to see this today. Lord, build up the golden lampstand with us today.
ist das nicht immer noch brennend in eurem Herzen?
Is that not still burning in your hearts?
Brennt in dem Herzen von vielen, die wir kennen.
You know what is burning in the hearts
ein Ort, eine Gemeinde.
Of many that we know? The ground, one place, one locality, one church, one city, one church.
Ja, ehrlich.
That's the ground. Tell me.
In Offenbarung 1 bis 3 hat der Herr
in Revelation 1 to 3, did the Lord speak about the ground?
Oder hat er nicht eher über den Zustand der Gemeinde geredet?
Or did he speak about the condition of the churches?
Der Grund ist dafür, bitteschön. Nein.
It's not about the ground, no.
Nur den Grund betonen.
But in the
Grund.
End, if we only emphasize the ground,
haben wir nicht einmal den wahren Grund.
Then we don't even have the real ground.
Ich habe so viele Unsinn gesehen.
I've seen so much nonsense regarding this ground.
So viele Korruption gesehen. Diesen
so much corruption in this ground. So many Nicolaitans, Balaam, Jezebel, the world, and many things.
Deshalb möchte der Herr uns heute
that's why
eine klare
the Lord wants to
Erkenntnis
give us the clear knowledge and that it'll be written on our foreheads and that we won't forget it. Not only the name of God, but the name of the city of our God. And that all those who come into the church will become pillars
gemeinsam dieses Zeugnis, diese
to carry this testimony completely together. The testimony of the Ark of the Covenant and the priestly service. Only the priests had the right, the privilege to carry the Ark.
Benutze keine Karre und von Kühen.
Don't use a cart and cows and oxen to carry the arks. The Lord doesn't like the strength of horses.
Auch Menschenschenkel braucht er
nicht. And he doesn't want men's thighs. No.
Das ist eigentlich, was diese sieben Sendschreiben uns sagen möchten.
This is what the seven epistles actually want to tell us. And that is why we need this wonderful Son of Man in all his aspects.
Deshalb auch am Anfang.
That's why also at the beginning of these seven epistles, the Lord introduced himself as this Son of Man in chapter 1.
Alle Aspekten sehen wir wieder.
All the aspects. We can see them again at the beginning.
Als er ihnen geredet hat,
as the Lord spoke to them.
Hat er sich vorgestellt als
he introduced himself as such a Son of Man who walks in the midst of the golden lampstands.
Ist das nicht wunderbar?
Is that not wonderful? For example, in the Philadelphia, it was so positive. He's the one who is holy. That means he wants to have a holy church. He is the one who is true. He wants to have the reality. That's why we emphasize. That's why we have emphasized in the last 6 to 10 years that the new covenant is the age of reality. The old covenant is the age of the shadow, of types, of pictures. And they point to Christ, the reality. But when the new covenant came, then we have to leave the shadows and forget them and hold fast to the reality, the truth. Hold fast to the truth and the reality, not just about explanations, but to have the reality. If we don't have the reality, what do we have? Maybe we'll have the knowledge. But so what?
Ich weiß, was Gold ist, aber kommst du bei
I
mir
know what gold is.
Du siehst kein Gold.
But when you come to me at home, there's no gold at my house.
Aber ich weiß, was Gold ist. Ich
but
weiß,
I know what gold is. I know how much it costs. But so what? I have nothing.
Es ist das Zeitalter der Wirklichkeit.
It is the age of reality. That's why the Lord said, He is the Amen. That's what He said to Laodicea. Then He said, He has the key of David. I believe you know who has the key of David. In Isaiah chapter 22, his name is Eliakim.
Er hat den Schlüssel.
He has the key.
Wenn er auftut,
when he opens, no one can shut it. When he shuts, no one can open it. You can try everything, you won't be able to open the door.
Wenn der Herr es tut,
when the Lord does it, it's very simple.
Brauchen wir gar keine große Kraft.
That's why we don't need a great power or great strength.
Keine große Kraft.
I don't need a great strength. When I was young, I wanted to do this work and that work. I was full of energy. And I needed a lot of strength. Lord, give me the strength.
Ich bete heute nicht mehr, Herr, gib mir deine Kraft.
Today I don't pray, Lord, give me your strength. No.
Wenn er den Schlüssel hat,
if he has the key, he will open the door and no one can shut it. Even Satan and not even the principalities and powers, nobody can open it. Nobody can shut it. If you have such a wonderful Christ, if you know him, you do not have to have any worries, any cares. When Jesus was on this earth, he did not have any cares. Why? Because the Father carried all the cares.
Niemand kommt zu mir, hat er gesagt.
Nobody comes to me, he said, unless the Father draws him. If the Father draws him, the Lord doesn't have to draw. If the Lord had to draw the people in, that would be so difficult.
Deshalb versuche ich auch heute niemanden zu
That's why today I don't try to convince anybody. I don't want to convince anybody.
Ich rede nur die Wahrheit.
I just speak the truth. If the Lord opens the door for him, then he'll come. And if not,
kann ich nichts machen.
I can't do anything about it.
Ich kann niemanden zwingen zu kommen. Nein.
I can't force anyone to come.
So müssen wir diesen wunderbaren Christus.
So we have to know this wonderful Christ in such a way and know him. And there in Laodicea, he said, I am the Amen, the faithful and true witness.
Sind wir treu?
Are we faithful?
Treu.
We are witnesses, but are we faithful? I'm not so sure about that. When I'm in this situation, and I have to speak the truth, then I don't have the courage to say the truth. Then I'm not a faithful witness.
Wenn die Situation da ist, ich mich
bezeuge. I'm in the situation and I don't testify. Am I prepared to testify without any hindrance that is the truth without hesitation? The Lord is faithful, whether the people were going to stone him or whether they wanted to kill him. He always spoke the truth. He was never afraid to speak the truth. And he spoke what the Father spoke, what the Father wanted to speak. What he heard of the Father, that is what he spoke. The messenger must be faithful. The messengers of the churches must be faithful to say what the Lord says. If you are afraid to say what the Lord wants to speak today, then you are not qualified to be a messenger. And faithful also means that we do not speak our own words. We speak what the Spirit wants to say, what we've heard from Him. Our mouths, our lips should only speak what we've heard from Him.
Und wahrhaftig.
He is the true. He is not only faithful, but the true witness. That means everything that the Lord speaks is reality.
Mag sein, dass ich die Wahrheit sage.
It may be that I say the truth, but I don't have the reality. I can say it, but okay.
Paulus hat ein Wort gesagt in Römer.
Paul said one word in Romans.
Letzte Kapitel.
In the last chapter in Romans, I dare not say what Christ has not accomplished in me.
So er ist nicht nur treu, er ist auch wahr.
He's not just faithful, he's also true. He has the reality, and that's why his testimony is strong and living, and it's effective.
Er hat diese Aroma Christi.
He has this aroma of Christ, fragrance. Of Christ. Many years ago, in the 1970s in Los Angeles, there was a brother sat there. He was like a father to me. And it wasn't even in a meeting of the church, but it was at a wedding feast. He sat next to me. And I sat next to him.
Dann mittendrin,
then, in the middle of it, he hit my thigh. And I thought, what is this?
Hat er mir nur einen Satz gesagt.
Then he just said one sentence to me.
Nicht, was du nicht erfahren hast.
Do dann not speak what you have not experienced. And then he continued to sing. In the middle of the singing, he hit me on the thigh. John, don't speak what you have not experienced. And then he went on to sing.
Dieses Satz,
this sentence,
bis zu dem heutigen Tage,
I have nicht vergessen. Not forgotten this sentence until today. That's what he told me in very briefly. The Spirit wrote it into my heart and it, on my forehead. And into my mind.
Der Bruder war ein wahrhaftiger Zeuge.
That brother was a true witness.
Mit viele Worte. Ich habe
he was not a man of many words.
Er ist der Schwager von Watchman Nee gewesen.
He is the brother-in-law of Watchman Nee.
Ich habe kaum eine Botschaft von ihm gehört.
I rarely heard a message from him.
Aber du musst hören, was er sagt.
But you have to hear what he says.
Solche Brüder brauchen wir.
Such brothers is what we need in the church.
Er sagt nicht viel, aber er ist ein
He doesn't say much, but he is a pillar. He carries, he bears the burden. He's the brother who prays much and didn't speak much.
Yeah. Er ist ein feste.
He is a solid pillar.
So, aber brennend.
He's like this, but very burning.
Solche Brüder.
We need such brothers in the church, pillars and brothers who are burning, who are faithful, faithful and true. And the Lord said, He is the beginning. He is the beginning. What does it mean?
Anfang von was?
He is the beginning. He's the beginning of what?
Anfang
here, the beginning is not just that he's the beginning, but it means that he is everything. We have to read the first chapter of Colossians from verse 15, I believe. Read it. He is the firstborn of all creation because he is the beginning.
Alle Dinge sind durch ihn geschaffen.
All things were created through him.
Es ist auch
not just through him,
weißt du,
but also for him.
Du kannst zum Beispiel 1. Buch Mose Kapitel 1 lesen.
You can read Genesis chapter 1, for example.
In 7 Tage, der Herr ist der Anfang der
In 7 days, the Lord is the beginning of the creation. What does that mean? That means when he just says one word, everything is there. It's not just the beginning, but everything is before the eyes. Done.
Und ist auch der all das,
and he's also the one
mit seinem Wort,
that everything that he created was made by the power, the word of his power, and he held it together. If he doesn't do it, then everything will fall apart.
Das heißt, wenn der Herr nicht mehr
that means if the Lord is not there anymore, the church life will fall apart. Believe me, I've seen it more than once. That many fell apart. They fall apart.
Er ist alles.
Auch he is everything. Also, the new creation. He's not just the beginning.
Die ganze neue Schöpfung ist durch seine Auferstehung entstanden.
The whole new creation was created in his resurrection. He is the firstborn from the dead. The new creation came forth through the power of his resurrection.
So wunderbar. Johannes 1 sagt,
it's so wonderful. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God himself, and in him was life. And he said, John said, all things that were made were made by this Word. And without this Word, nothing was made that was made. John had such a way
that
with words.
So eigenartig, man kann es nicht.
It's unique.
Vergessen. Du kannst es nicht
you
vergessen.
Can't forget. You can't forget what he wrote.
Geworden.
It wasn't created, but it became. It was made.
Kennst du den Unterschied, ob etwas geschaffen?
Do you know the difference? Geworden. If something was created or if something came into being.
This is aus nichts.
If something came into being, it was made. That was made out of nothing. Man can only create something out of something that is already existing. But when God said, let there be everything, then everything will be.
So, im Gemeindeleben.
So in the church life,
alles ist durch ihn.
Everything is through him.
Er ist die Quelle.
By him. He is the source. He is the origin. He is the one who planned everything.
Wenn ich seine ganze Schöpfung schaue, liebe Geschwister.
If I look upon his entire creation, it's so wonderful. The flowers,
Geruch,
the different colors, schöne, and the fragrances. The wonderful fragrances.
So wunderbar, so schön.
So wonderful, so beautiful, so living.
Gar nicht zu planen und zuerst
You
mal
don't
zu
have to
malen
plan
und
it.
dann sagt
You
einer,
have to first draw it and like, oh no, it's not good like this. Which color should I use?
Zeit, um zu
We
planen.
need
Aber
so much time to plan things. But the Lord just snapped his finger and said, a rose, and there it was.
Du gehst Wasser rein und gehst es wieder raus. Es wird der beste Wein.
You just pour the water in and it becomes the best wine that the people have never tasted before.
Meinst du, wir bauen die Gemeinde?
Do you think that we build the church? I heard a brother say, where would the church be without my ministry? My goodness. And after so many years of service, what became of this church? This church that man built. It must be made.
Nicht durch dich, nicht durch
not
mich,
through you and not through me. Not through any kind of apostle, but through him. Because he is the beginning. That means he is everything.
Damit wir es nicht missverstehen, er sagt, ich bin
so
der
that
Anfang.
We do not misunderstand, the Lord said, I am the beginning and the end. But he doesn't have to say that. If he is the beginning and the source, then he is everything.
Und wenn wir dann einmischen, dann
ist if we try to mix ourselves into the situation, then the whole thing will break.
Am Ende, wenn wir sagen, ich bin
in the end, if we say, I am responsible for the church in Feigen, then it's over.
Ja. Nein, nein. Das
no,
ist der Amen.
That cannot be the case. He is the Amen. He is the faithful and true witness. He is the beginning. He is the beginning.
Es ist wunderbar, dieser Jesus.
It's wonderful. This Jesus who walks in the midst of the lampstands must be everything.
Deshalb dieser neue Mensch.
That's why this
Denn wir
Paul says that this new man that we put on, Christ, is all and in all. There is no Jew, nor Greek, nor German, nor American, no Chinese,
Schwabe,
no Schwabian,
kein Schweizer,
no Swiss, no French,
kein Koreaner,
no Korean. Nothing.
So Christus ist alles.
But Christ is all and in all.
Die Wirklichkeit sein in unserer
That Erfahrung. Must be the reality of our experience. Deshalb, we need to be replaced. That's why I want to emphasize again, as Clemens also emphasized, which is very necessary, that this priestly service,
Feste, die wir heute
this wonderful feasts, that we are keeping in reality are such a salvation for us every week, day by day. And every day of the Lord, when we keep the feast, it should remind us that the coming 6 days we should eat of the wonderful bread from heaven.
Und wer? Seine Weisheit, seine Haare.
His wisdom, his hair. What do you see when you see these white hair? Don't just see the color of white. But why is he called the ancient one? It's not that he's old, no. I don't have white hair, I have gray. It looks white, but it's gray.
Proverbs,
Proverbs says, not white hair, but gray hair. In English, it says silver hair. I wish my hair were silver, but it's not silver. It's falling off. No, gray hair.
No. Aber selbst wenn es graue Haare ist, das
But
heißt,
even it's gray,
nimmt es an, dass weißer ist als
you take it, you believe that he is more wise than the young people who are inexperienced. inexperienced.
Aber Sprüche hat gesagt,
but Proverbs said,
Aussetzung.
There is a prerequisite.
Diese graue Haare, dann ist
To have the gray hair,
weise und
he's only wise and honorable
wandelt.
If he walks in the way of righteousness. If he walks in righteousness. The second part of this verse in Proverbs chapter 16, you cannot forget it. Some are gray, but walk crooked ways. That's not wisdom, that's stupidity. But the Lord has white hair. He is wise, and his wisdom is without limit. That's why he is the wonderful counselor.
The Geist.
The Spirit.
In Isaiah, Kapitel 11,
in Isaiah chapter 11 is also a spirit of counsel. And Isaiah 9, the Lord is a wonderful counselor. You have to go to him and ask to receive wisdom from above. Our wisdom for him is stupidity, foolishness. Paul said that the wisdom of man before God is foolishness. That's what Paul said. Foolishness. We think we're so wise. My goodness.
Törichte Jungfrauen.
We are foolish virgins.
Daher müssen wir
That's why
die Weisheit von diesem Herrn.
We need wisdom from this Lord. If you have a problem in Zurich, go to him. Tell him, Lord, I am not wise. I don't know what to do with this problem, but you are it. You are the ancient one. You are not the, I don't know, in German it says hochbetagte, but it means ancient one. My German is limited. I don't have wisdom. I don't even understand that word. But the Lord, he is the ancient one.
Geh zu ihm.
Go to him.
Wir brauchen ihn.
We need him.
Seine Weisheit ist unbegrenzt.
His wisdom is limitless.
Und rein.
Unlimited and rein. It's pure.
Und lebendig.
Pure and living.
Und voller Errettung.
And is full of salvation.
All das, was vom Himmel herkommt, ist
Everything
so
that comes from heaven is so pure.
Und es ist nicht alt. Schau mal, ein
and
Lamm.
It's not old. Look at a lamb.
In Europa habt ihr sehr viel.
Surely in Europe you have many lambs. Do you have lambs?
Es
have you seen a lamb?
Lamm ist. Aber dieses schwarze
Unless you're
lamm
a black sheep. But this black sheep will always remain black lamm. Until death. But a lamb, when it is born, it's white. The wool is white.
Eines Lammes bedeutet nicht, dass es alt ist.
The white as wool. The wool of lamb does not mean that it's old, but that it's white. White because it's full of life. It is from birth, it is white. Not because it has become old, but the Lord uses a lamb for salvation. What wisdom! You know, dear saints, when Paul wrote in Romans about the great salvation of the gospel, in the end he said, oh, what wisdom, the wisdom of God, who can know him? It's such a salvation through his wisdom.
So einen wunderbaren Menschensohn.
Such a wonderful son of man that we have. Praise the Lord.
Ich hoffe, dass durch diese
and I hope
mit euch,
that through this fellowship together with you, the Spirit will work and bring us back to the main focus point, to God's will, God's eternal purpose, that we won't be distracted in any way. And in the end, our works will be vain. In vain.
Das darf nicht sein.
No, that cannot be the case. May the Lord grant us grace and mercy. Time is over. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Ja, wir sehen uns irgendwann mal wieder, ja?
We'll see one another sometime or another. Praise the Lord. I see the sister. So many saints. May the Lord bless us all.
Amen.
Amen. Ja.